Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So American Idol, Sunday night, final three. One of them is a Lincoln Wood teenager named Grace Kinsler. Lakewood, thank you. And her music teacher we spoke to just before the show at Crystal Lake Central High School is a woman named Kim Shearer.
I'm the choral director here, and I also direct the musical each year, so I run a few productions.
What's it like when you have a voice like that at a high school production?
I know, and Grace certainly does have a big voice. You know, when students come in first for their auditions, and, you know, Grace especially, we get an idea of what palette they bring, and that can be everything from the color and the volume of their voice, but also the kind of that spark and character they bring to the stage. And so in that initial audition, we really do take a strong assessment of each student that comes in. In Grace's case, a lot of that was already in place. We didn't need to necessarily coach that out of her, especially like in some of her younger years, her sophomore, junior years. It was just a matter of refining the sound and refining the energy so that it fit whatever character role she was playing, and just kind of putting in some of those control elements.
What roles has she played?
As a sophomore, she played Ursula in The Little Mermaid. And I would say that was definitely her breakout role here at Central.
Why do you say that?
To do The Little Mermaid, it's a high energy and very popular show. So we generally get a really high audition number for a show like that. And to be able to come in as a sophomore and command one of two female leads in the show really made all the other students take notice of her.
I don't know what high school kids sound like at an audition. That is, what the range of talent is. But it would seem to me if you're one of the final three on American Idol,
right. You
must be heads and shoulders above all of the other kids, which is no slam on them. But, I mean, you're a finalist on American Idol, for crying out loud.
Right. You know, and Grace certainly brought a lot of natural talent when she came here. And I was fortunate enough to get to work with Grace's vocal coach hand in hand as we prepared her for musicals. And so I would coach her on stage predominantly in like stage placement and character development.
Right.
And she would do the bulk of her vocal work with her vocal coach.
The first time you heard her sing, was that, did you know that she was such a good singer? And what was that like when you heard her the first time?
You know, the first time that I heard her was actually when she was a part of a choir. And no, I did not know that she was that strong of a singer. And that kind of goes back to the control that she has of her voice. So Grace worked very hard not to stand out as a soloist within group singing. And I think that's part of the reason why she was so well-liked in high school, too, because there was an element of kind of a competition and sometimes jealousy among students. And right from the very beginning, Grace was a team player, and she did not stand out that way in the choral groups. It wasn't until she did her first audition for musical that we all said, oh, that's a voice we didn't expect.
I never thought about that if you are a very strong singer, maybe stronger than the group doesn't appreciate, or maybe it's best that you don't outsing everybody, outshine everybody, huh?
Exactly. We talk a lot about the fact that a choir functions like a team, and so we all have to weigh in equally, but that also means we all have to provide opportunities for other students, too, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. in order to actually be a well-functioning team, and Grace really took that to heart.
I wonder if it's like a basketball coach, and he didn't know the kid can dunk, and then all of a sudden the kid slams the ball down, and you go, oh, wait a minute, we've got something here.
Yeah, you know, and that's a great analogy, too, because, you know, you always have that player on a basketball team that you're like, okay, that's our high, you know, our leading scorer. But at the same time, the team's much more effective when you move the ball around the court.
Yeah.
This is what she was destined to do. And so it's exciting to see her getting to fulfill her dreams.
So you're going to be watching on Sunday, are you?
Oh, absolutely.
Will there be a watch party, or can you all do that?
You know, I think within our small COVID-safe circles, we can do that.
Yeah.
I am excited to, my kids are really into it, and so I'm really excited to watch them. I know that Grace does amazing things, but, you know, they're kind of experiencing Grace for the first time, and so it's fun. I look over at their faces, and especially to see my daughter so excited, I just kind of live through their eyes sometimes.
Well, what's the next production for Crystal Lake High School?
Tonight, we are opening our Madrigal show. We traditionally do a Renaissance Madrigal dinner in December, but, you know, given the COVID restrictions, we thought it would be better to push it off until we had the availability of a live audience. So our kids are so excited to be on our stage with an actual live audience tonight.
My gosh, how nice. It's going to be 90 degrees and you're doing the Christmas dinner.
Exactly. That is exactly right.
Yeah. But I mean, but good for you guys. I'm glad that you are taking the time, making the effort. So will it be a sit-down kind of Madrigal dinner musical?
We've taken the food element out of it, but it is a full script and with integrated music. It's about 40% Christmas, about 60% more secular music. We float between the two genres in trying to please the Queen, whose favorite holiday is Christmas, but it's actually her birthday. So we float between those two genres in a very creative way.
What a nice voice. I'm Kim Shearer, the music teacher at Crystal Lake Central High School. Grace Kinsler's teacher there, so she doesn't work with her musically so much. She does, but Grace also has a voice or music coach, and then she sort of helps her with the plays that she's in. I suppose you're in her class, or were, and you were a good singer. You would never get the lead, because the American Idol is one of your classmates. And how thoughtful of her to notice that she didn't try and out-sing everybody all of the time, certainly not in a choral situation. Bob, she was your teacher too, right?
She was my teacher. She was my classmate. Kim and I are the same age, and we graduated in 1990 from Crystal Lake Central, where she now teaches. So it's just so cool to hear somebody that I went to high school with, and I remember Kim being in madrigals and chorus. She was a really good singer. She sang in our church. So I've known her for, let's see, I'll have my 30th, so 35 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
How nice for her to be a good singer in the school,
yeah.
And then it's like coming back and coaching your old high school
team.
Yeah.
Kim's a sweetheart, too. It's really great to hear.
You could tell.